Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we want to be staying alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies. You're now tuned or in tune to the higher frequency of blogtalkradio.com. We call our efforts Soul Class. This is Soul Class 505, today's presentation. Meditation equals wellsprings for the human soul. Program presentation number 12. Blessed is our Creator. Shalom, peace, and bracha. Blessing upon the human family experience. With Creator's help, we're now broadcasting live at 9:32 a.m. July 23rd, 2015, corresponding to the seventh day of Tammuz, which happens actually to be the Yom HaLev, the day of the birth, the earth day of my good friend, Sod David Ben Esther. May Hashem bless you, brother, with all the blessings of your earth birthday. To go mechayel lecho, strength to strength, bagashmis and ruchnis, all your physical and spiritual matters. And of course, we are broadcasting live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, Unified Soul Actualization. Today's program content will focus on extracting inspirations from Os Aleph, the first chapter or letter from Torah's Chassidus Chabad in general, and specifically Shar HaYuchud, the Gate of Unification, which was written by the Mittler Rebbe, direct descendant of Kings David and Solomon. The call number to listen will be 347-838-8669. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly, as we're going to cue down today's opening segue music. This is Barry Weber, the very best Jewish a cappella ever, a Chabadsker Niggin. And thank you, Reb or Rabbi or Mr. Weber. Enjoyed the song very much. Let's just tune it down and get on with the shoe. Okay, with that being said, blessed souls, I'd like to dedicate today's program to my dear father, Reb Shlomo Yaakov Ben Esther, who's in need of a strengthening of body and soul and all that matters, and also in the merit of his Eshet Chaya, my mother, Maras Yiska Bas Chayasara, Aliyah Shom, may she rest in peace. So, without further ado, blessed souls, very unique human souls, which can be asserted for each and every person, that's right, you or, and you and you, he or she, who have emerged upon the face of this blessed earth, are already engaged in improving the circumstances of the human family experience on the most microcosmic level and whatever level they can take beyond their own microcosmic influence. Or for those blessed souls who will emerge eventually upon and within this blessed creation, while your cognitive, emotional, spiritual uniqueness may appear to be one solid static mass, exhibiting you as one unique entity, according to the dimension of consciousness known as determinism. However, from the realm that we are engaging in, the context of Torah, eternal Torah instructions, below or and above who you are, who you perceive yourself to be, and as well as how you are perceived by other created beings, whether those created beings are human, dash animal, dash vegetative, or dash inanimate matter. Unshakable you, seemingly static you, with all your static unique talents and sensitivities, are actually privy to a kinetic flow, bounty of wisdom, flowing towards your revealed consciousness, being nurtured like a body of kinetic fluid, such as a lake, a river, a sea, or an ocean. As your consciousness are fed by cognitive arteries, as these kinetic bodies of fluid are fed by the arteries embedded within this blessed earth, these arteries are known as Gidin arteries, as identified as well as the Omek HaRishon, first depth, which is alluded to within the following statement, and the wisdom which manifests from Ayin. If you remember, Blessed Souls, we talked about Ayin on more than one occasion. In this series and other presentations, we have been blessed and merited to share with you on Soul Class. Ayin is this sense of nothingness, simply understood, tersely understood. Even you can even promote the idea, it's a superficial understanding of the word Ayin, because actually Ayin is a expression of bittul, self-abnegation, self-nullification, and also mamutza, intermediary, to connect that which is above nothingness, the source of nothingness, to manifestation via the prism, Torah and mandated prism, spiritual connecting glue towards manifest, tangible entities known as understanding, comprehension, knowledge. And the wisdom which manifests from Ayin heads towards revelation of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. That this concealed level of wisdom with wisdom being within the context of one-third of the human cognitive package. If we understand in general, the human cognitive package consists of chachma, wisdom, bina, understanding, and das, knowledge, sensitivity. And this concealed level of wisdom, ayin, is identified as the depth of wisdom as well, known as omik ha-chachma. But let us consider the context of wisdom being tersely discussed here is attaining of a new perception / awareness of intellect, divine in its essential nature, but flexible enough to be downloaded, to be transferred within Seichel Anushi, human intellect, which can be subdivided in three general categories of Chachma Anushi, human wisdom, Bina Anushi, human understanding, and Das Anushi, human knowledge or sensitivity. Whereby this new wisdom flashes out like lightning, towering above normative human consciousness, yet close enough to be internalized, reviewed, and then dispersed to the awareness, and hopefully to the benefit of other blessed human beings. So when a discussion about depth, also known as Omek, takes place from within the presentation of Os Aleph, the first chapter, the first letter of Shar HaYuchod, the gate of unification, we are referring to a source, this omic depth, which has been extracted from a concealed level of the omic within itself, the omic shaba omic, the depth within the depth, which within the context of our discussion right now, our presentation, is the essentiality of a Torah concept. And even within that essentiality, there is the realm of going within each dimension / realm, as if to say, if you were to allegorically peel away the many layers of a cognitive onion skin. Just at the point where you think you have arrived at the epicenter of this cognitive allegorical onion, once peeling away at the epicenter, you discover another onion which emerges out of the previous onion and manifests to be even larger than the original allegorical cognitive onion, which stimulates your curiosity, first of all. How could something concealed now be revealed to be bigger than the source of concealment of within that previous smaller allegorical cognitive onion, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, when we begin to look at another level of understanding, specifically depth of the comprehension of understanding, Omek Hamusag Dabina, there is a sensing, or perhaps for others, a feeling of some sort of cognitive, tangible existence within the understanding of a Torah concept. For some, they might associate it with the understanding of a biblical concept, which is accessible with a revealed elucidation that this level of omic, of depth, is part of the cognitive package of elucidating one's comprehension. Elucidating upon one's comprehension is testimony of the accessing or the accessibility of a quality of ayin sensed when accessing the tangible comprehension alone, meaning by trying to access the comprehension within your understanding, eventually you will access, with the Most High's blessings, a certain quality of ayin. However, there is no comparison in terms of the quality of ayin, sense of nothingness, within the realm of wisdom, chachma, between the tangible perception of the ayin contained within the existence of human comprehension, which is extracted from human understanding in relation to the ayin de chokhmah, this nothingness of wisdom, before it is included via being elicited within his or her or your blessed human comprehension. However, let's take note, blessed souls, there is a dimension of human cognitive activity described by the Mittler Rebbe, the author of this work that we're plucking inspirations from, the Shaar Yichud, the Gate of Unification. There is a dimension of human cognitive activity described by the Mittler Rebbe as Omek HaMusag, the depth of the comprehension, which also bears another title, known as the Shaar Nun, the 50th gate, which is elicited from the Ein de Chochmah, the sense of nothingness, the sense of tangible, ethereal wisdom, which serves as a mamut, as an intermediary between that which is above wisdom, that which is below wisdom, and that which is elicited from the Ein de Chochmah towards tangible human understanding / comprehension, as can be understood from a particular Talmudic tractate called Yoma, which is the oral Torah tradition, how the Day of Atonement is observed by the nation of Israel. And this is discussed in Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the 73rd page, second side. For from under the area, which we identify as the area where the Holy Temple, the first Holy Temple stood second holy temple stood, and where the third eventual base of Mikdash Nitzchi, the third eternal temple, shall stand, there is an area identified as the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. And from that area of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, which is located specifically in the area of where the holy first, second temple stood, and where eventually the third temple will stand, there is a wellspring, a mayan, which goes forth, which initially resembles the antennas of locusts. One Israelite scholar by the name of Ben Yehoyada identified that just as the antennae of the locust help it to see, helping us to understand that the waters of this wellspring emanating from the area of the Holy of Holies, Kodesh Kedoshim, will empower the eye of the mind of human beings during the Messianic era. Such a sweet era may manifest itself speedily in our days, in a way of pleasantness and peaceness, when we no longer will have to worry about human jealousy, hatred, or unnecessary competition. But the Talmudic tractate of Yoma discusses how this wellspring, as it existed and does exist right now, upon reaching the entrance to the area called the sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple, widens out continually in a manner of strength to strength, Mechailo Choyo, until it shall reach the royal house of King David. At that point, when it will reach the royal house of David, I think we can safely assume the Malchus Beit David, the kingship of the king, the descendant of the kings of Israel, shall be manifested again upon the face of the earth. In particular, it will be most poignant with the revelation of Mashiach Tzidkenu, our righteous Messiah. And by the time this wellspring appears and manifests and widens out, there will be sufficient amount of this kinetic fluid, the Talmud instructs us, for the cleansing and purification of specific categories of human beings. I guess I'm teasing you, blessed souls. You'll have to go to the Talmud tractate of Yoma, that's spelled in English Y-O-M-A, chapter, page 73, second side. But also as well, this matter is described in the book of the prophet Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 1. There you can look it up for more elucidation. Now, with all that's been mentioned above, we turn a new corner for your blessed mind's eye, as we already started talking about the mind's eye, which hopefully we'll be talking about in future presentations in this series. Meditation equals wellsprings for the human soul. That is to say, we ask you to consider, blessed souls, to focus on the human experience of Av Desag, which are two ways of recapitulating the ineffable name, Yud followed by a He, followed by a Vav, followed by a He, as it can be spelled out. They have two numerical values, one being Ein Beis, 72, which is alluding to how in the divine name there is a firmer permutation, exchange of letters, which further testifies that embedded in the Creator's name is the source of all wisdom, and also Sag, which is the numerical value of 63, which testifies that the first He in the divine name of the Creator, the Yud Ke Vav Ke, the Yud followed by a He, followed by a Vav, followed by a He, is that within the Creator's name is the divine source of all human or divine understanding. And this particular configuration of the Sag, wisdom as it is invested, revealed, elicited into understanding, elicitation of wisdom within understanding with the intent of revealing a new tangible understanding extracted from a previous level of concealment, namely the comprehension of your initial and even ongoing efforts to understand any particular Torah concept, blessed souls, which is accessible, doable, via some effort on your part with the blessings of the Most High and your own sweat of your brow, cognitively speaking, to engage in Iyun, analytical Torah study. For your Ion, your analytical Torah study will serve as per your effort, and of course the Creator's blessings, to purify, dash clarify, all the particularities, dash, which can also be presented as the outcome of your blessed soul seeking the experience of understanding, which can be extracted from the previous level of the experience of whatever you previously understood, whatever you previously attained, and afterwards you should not be surprised if then you are empowered to cognitively give birth to and strengthening your now experiencing the activation of a new realm of wisdom with the intent of discovering even a further new understanding and a further new comprehension of the Torah concept you have been studying, being the human experience of his bonanus, meditation, slash, panimiyat bina, inner understanding, slash, iyun, inner understanding. So, with that being said, blessed souls, we're going to conclude our humble efforts today. I hope there was some nourishment shared with you today that you can hopefully comprehend, understand, and have some sensitivity to and internalize it. Before we sign off with our segue ending a cappella song by Yosef Kaduna Shir Malos, I just want to remind everyone that very soon we should see the meeting, maybe merit to see the meeting of kindness and truth, and how righteousness and peace not only hug each other, they kiss each other, which will give forth the good fruit, the good produce of truth sprouting from the earth and righteousness peering from heaven, that we shall see that the Creator will provide good and our land will yield its produce. For only righteousness will precede the human family experience. And then the human family experience will set its footsteps, his footsteps, her footsteps, collectively speaking, on the path of blessed, merciful, and loving eternity. So that being said, blessed souls, I just want to remind you, and as I remind, I try to remind everyone at the end of every show, you've got to be good. Why do you have to be good? Because the Teva Tov Lehetiv is the nature of the good to do good, and the Creator is the source of all this good. So as we think about all this good, we'll think about the good that was provided to us through this Psalm of Tehillim, Psalms 121. I'll read it, because when Rabbi Yosef Kaduna from the land of Israel, Breslover Chassid, sings it, he sings it strictly in Hebrew. And I know for many people they don't understand the Hebrew, but they certainly, I know many people have commented how beautiful and heartfelt these words are vocalized by Reb Kaduner. But the words go like this: a song for a sense, I shall raise my eyes to the mountains, from where will my help come? My help is from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to falter. Your guardian will not slumber. Behold, the guardian of Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your guardian, the Lord is your shadow, he is by your right hand. By day the sun will not smite you, nor the moon at night. The Lord slash Creator will guard you from all evil, he will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from now into eternity. And may we conclude today's show in a way of Ahav Echad, one love, Goral Echad, one destiny, Kulanu, for all of us. B'darchi Noam, in a pleasant way, B'darchi Shalom, in a peaceful way, to be continued, Bezer Hashem Yisparech, L'Hamshich. Take care, everyone. And remember, think good. And don't be surprised when the Almighty blesses you to manifest your thinking and thoughts will reveal real intangible good in this blessed world. Take care, everyone.
עזרים עם השם עושה שמיים וארץ, אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שמריך. הנה לא ינום, ינום ולא ישן, שומר ישראל. השם שומריך, השם צילך, על יד ימינך. השמש לא יקרה וירח בלילה, השם ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, השם ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם. השם צירך על יד ימינך, יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה, השם ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, השם ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם. השם ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם.